Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Carla Broussard with us this hour. Ask me anything. Particular Catholic teaching you're interested in, whether it's about God, about Jesus, about the Bible, about the Christian life, you are welcome to call with your question. Whatever your standing vis-a-vis God, if you're a believer or not believer, Christian, not a Christian, whoever, if you got a question, Carla will be happy to talk with you. 888-318-7884 is that number, 888-318-7884. We're just coming back from the first hour with Trent Horn, where we asked for some financial support, and we'll do that again from time to time this hour, ask for your financial support. We've got to raise $225,000 over the course of 6 hours. That's how it works, and then that pays for our next 3 months of staying on the air. Pays for all the stuff, including, for example, Carlo's podcast that he does, the Sunday Catholic Word, and that comes out each Thursday, so we'll probably talk about that a little bit this hour. If you've got a question for Carlo, 888-318-7884, write it down, because I ain't going to say it again. I got to say the other number throughout this hour. And let me explain to you how it works. We've got a match. Each hour, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Any pledge is matched 100% up to $20,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. And then we've got a second match, and we've never done this before, and we just did it in the first hour, and this will be the last time we do it this pledge drive. I'm going to ask Darren in a second here, did we make our match last hour? If we didn't, we came awfully close. The second match works this way, that if you can make a one-time pledge of $1,000 or more, and I realize saying that, that's a big number for a lot of us, but for some people, that is a number that's within their means. And if you are among those people and you're thinking of making that $1,000 one-time pledge, $2,000 one-time pledge, maybe a $2,500, even a $5,000 one-time pledge, it'll all be matched a second time this hour, and this is the last time we will offer this this quarter, because we don't have matching funds to do it again tomorrow or another day, but today we've got those matching funds. Please pick up the phone and take advantage of them right now, 888-291-8000. If you want to do it yourself on your computer, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Is it a yes or no, Darren? How do we do? We were 1,600 short of meeting our match last hour, 1,600 short. Well, we came awfully close. Let's say that. We came awfully close. Let's see if we can meet the match this hour. Yeah, we 1,600 short this hour. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour and a second match for anybody who will who can come in with a $1,000 one-time gift or more right now. $1,000 or one-time gift or more will be matched a second time this hour, 888-291-8000. And I'll tell you what, because I said that $1,000 thing, I just want to let you know, we have so many of our colleagues on the phone waiting expectantly today. So if you want to make a $5 one-time pledge, a $10 one-time pledge, do not worry about holding up that line. Those are the pledges, as I've said many times, that have kept us on the air almost 27 years now. And we need your help. We need everybody's help. That's usually the way it works. We need everybody's help to make it to our goal. 888-291-8000. Carla Broussard is an apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of books, including Meeting the Protestant Challenge and then Meeting the Protestant Response. And maybe there'll be a third one sometime in that series. As I said, he's also the proprietor of Sunday Catholic Word, which you can find at SundayCatholicWord.com. Carlo, thanks for being here with us this hour.
Hey, Si, thanks for having me, man. It's always a blast and a joy and an honor to be on trying to help Catholic Answers raise some money so that I can support my wife and 5 kids, man.
No, I know. Sometimes somebody
because
should do the
Catholic
math.
Answers, if Catholic Answers stays on the air and stays going, yeah, then I stay going.
Exactly. Carlo's got to provide, what would it be, seven times, 21 meals, is that right? 21 meals a day you got to provide, Carlo?
There you go, man. We got some mouths to feed. Now, yeah. It's always great to chat with you and to talk about the stories of people who have come into the fullness of faith in the Catholic Church, specifically through Catholic Answers Live. I have a couple of those stories to share today with you, just that I encountered this past weekend, and to talk about the faith and answer people's questions and do what we do best here at Catholic Answers, and that is help clarify misconceptions, remove those obstacles, making low those mountains and filling up those valleys in the vein and the ministry of John the Baptist, removing obstacles to the faith. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers.
And we occasionally make a robot priest. Let's go to the phones. Esteban. What? Esteban is in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Esteban, you've been generous in waiting. Thank you for letting us raise some money there. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank this radio. I've been listening since April, and it's been pretty influential because of this radio. Now I've bought 3 books from the Catholic Answers website.
Wow. Awesome.
Any of them about Jesus? I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, just now I got Particles of Faith.
Oh, you did? By the door just today. Oh, well, you're going to love that book. All right, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Yeah, a big one. Some Calvinists do argue that St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas endorsed infralapsary and double predestination, which clearly goes against Catholic doctrine. So how can Catholics respond to this claim?
Yeah, so with regard to what we mean by double predestination would be the idea that God positively wills someone to commit mortal sin and thereby incur the just punishment of eternal damnation. But that is not what Augustine and Aquinas teach, for it is clear that when Augustine Aquinas deal with the topic of predestination, what you're talking about specifically would refer to the corollary of reprobation, right? So before we look at that, let's back up a little bit, Esteban, and get our terms straight. So predestination, that theologically refers to those who will finally enter into heaven, which God knows from all eternity, because God wills from all eternity to give the grace that is necessary for someone to finally enter into heaven. We believe as Catholics, as I'm sure you probably already know, that no one can enter into heaven and receive that grace of final perseverance except from God. Nothing of their own doing can merit that grace. That is a gift that God gives freely to give the grace of final perseverance. Now, God knows from all eternity that those to whom he will give that grace of final perseverance. With that order of providence, God also knows those for whom he will not give that grace of final perseverance, but simply permits one to die in a state of mortal sin. And that is the key difference, Esteban, for Augustine Aquinas and Catholic understanding of predestination and reprobation versus a Calvinistic understanding of what you refer to as, is most commonly referred to as, double predestination. For on this view that I'm articulating here, the Augustine and Aquinas view, is that God simply permits those to remain in mortal sin and, on account of that mortal sin, to impose a just punishment of eternal damnation. And that gets into the whole idea of hell and how it's just to have an eternal punishment for mortal sin, but we can put that aside. The key here is that God from all eternity permits, knows whom he, for whom he will permit to end their lives in that state of mortal sin. And then, of course, that raises the question, well, is God unjust for not giving that grace of final perseverance? And Augustine and Aquinas would answer no, because that's a grace, and that's not due to anyone. And so because it's a gift, God's not unjust for not giving what is not due. The real question is the eternal punishment just on account of dying in the state of mortal sin? And we would answer yes, and that's the real question. And so that view is essentially different than a view of double predestination, in which you have not only the belief that God gives the grace of final perseverance freely without any due merit on the part of the individual, and God knows this from all eternity, we're okay with that. But what we're not okay with is the corollary, namely that God positively wills those whom, for whom he will not give that grace of final perseverance, he positively wills that they commit the mortal sin, where God is moving the will to accomplish the mortal sin, on account of which they incur eternal damnation. And that is something that we deny as Catholics. And I actually wrote an article on this at Catholic.com. And I can't remember the title, so I apologize for that. Oh, man, maybe during the break, what I can do is try to pull up the title of that article, Esteban, and then announce it on the other side of the break, where I give a theological explanation, actually a philosophical explanation, as to why God cannot positively will somebody to commit a mortal sin, because that would involve God not loving himself. But that's metaphysically impossible, given what we know about God through philosophical reasoning, that he is pure goodness itself, pure love itself, pure existence itself. And so that's how I would respond to that. What do you think, Esteban? Is that helpful for you, my friend?
Well, to add on, when I said I'm checking dual predestination according to a Calvinist, they explained it that it's not that God actively predestines others to hell and actively predestines others to heaven, but instead God chooses to predestine some to heaven and chooses to just pass over others, like just let them do it if they don't want to get into the faith and they're actively damning themselves. And if I paid attention correctly, you said the same thing.
Right. So on that account, on that note, on that account, if you articulate it in that way, which is not how I've understood Calvin and certain excerpts from Calvin, which I present in my article, where he does seem to suggest that God actively moves the will to the mortal sin. But if you articulate the position in the sense that God permits some, and he knows from all eternity those for whom he will permit to remain in the mortal sin, that's basically God not providing the grace of final perseverance, then that would be consistent with Augustine and Aquinas. And so that understanding of reprobation is God simply permitting some to die in a state of mortal sin. And that would be the view, yes.
Esteban, thank you very much. We will leave that there. I got to let folks know where we are on our pledge drive. Right now, we are in the first hours of our quarterly pledge drive. Catholic Answers Live stays on the air because you make that possible. Every 3 months, we come to you and ask you to fund these operations for the next 3 months. That takes about $225,000, which in terms of media, doing what we do is unheard of. I feel very happy to be able to tell you that we squeeze every bit of value out of those dollars. We are in places that much bigger outfits are not, in parts of the world, in parts of the internet, in media situations that much larger organizations are not there because they're not able to squeeze quite as much out of the dollar. But we're asking you for your help right now. So I'm going to let Carlo continue to answer questions. I'm going to go right back to the phones, but let me set the table for a quick minute about what we can, what our situation is at the moment. We've got a $20,000 dollar for dollar match, and we haven't even used up $1,000 of it, I don't think, yet. I may be slightly wrong, but we have a long, long way to go. If you can come in right now and make a $10 a month pledge, you'll become a member of our Society 315. There are all kinds of benefits that come with that, including the Society 315 t-shirt and meetings that we have with Society 315. But you also get us a free digital subscription right now to Magnificat magazine. We were able to offer that at the $10 a month level. Could you pick up the phone and call right now while these phones are dead? This would be a perfect time for those $10 a month gifts and become part of the family, so to speak. Become a member of Society 315. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Maybe you could come in at the $20 a month level. If you can, everything I just mentioned will be yours, but also we'll send you Trent Horn's new book, Confusion in the Kingdom, and Jimmy Akin's very popular book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, which gives you a history lesson about the Bible and many other lessons about the Bible. Both of those books, in addition to the Magnificat magazine digital subscription and all the benefits of Society 315, are yours. If you can come in right now at the $20 a month level, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Could you come in at the $45 a month level? If you could come in at the $45 a month level, You really help us to use up a lot of that matching money today. Right now, 13 lines open, 16 of our colleagues sitting by the phones, and now 14 lines open, 17 colleagues now sitting by the phones. Could you come in at the $45 a month level? Both of those books, Confusion in the Kingdom, The Bible is the Catholic Book, the Magnificat subscription, all the things that come with Society 315, and we'll also send you the 20 Answers book, The Gospels, and a full course, Bible Difficulties, the online course from Jimmy Akin, Bible Difficulties 1. There are two of these courses. The online course from Jimmy Akin, yours at the $45 a month level. Now there are just 12 lines open, so lines beginning to fill up. But could you consider, please, coming in at the $10, $20, or $45 a month level and availing yourselves of those gifts that we are able to offer you to say thank you, and also helping us use up $20,000 in matching money. So if you make a $10 a month pledge, it's $20 a month that we will receive for the full year of that pledge. If you make a $20 a month pledge, it will be $40. $45 a month will be $90. So you see where that goes. One other thing I will say before I let Carlo answer questions again, and that is a very unusual circumstance today and only available now for the next 40 minutes. And that is we have a donor who will match any large pledge. Any large one-time gift will be matched again, a second time. So if you were to give $1,000 or more right now at 888-291-8000, and I know that's a lot of money for most of us, but it's also quite doable for some people. Maybe you could do a $2,000 gift, maybe a $3,000 or even a $5,000 gift. If you can do that right now, as I said, we are have barely moved the needle this hour, and we need that help and double matched right now. So lots of money available for matching for those large gifts right now, 888-291-8000. Could you do $1,000 a month or more? Not $1,000 a month, or if you can, go ahead. But if you, could you do a one-time gift of $1,000 a month or more right now? Get it double matched, 888-291-8000. I want to go up to Ontario because our good friend Ava calls, and I know callers like it when Ava calls, and I like it when Ava calls in Ontario, Canada. I used to say Ontario, California, because I'm just a confused person, but now I know where you live, Ava. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hello, thank you.
Oh, hang on, Ava. We got a phone problem. We got one of those phone problems. If you're on Bluetooth or something, take it off. But I don't know that it's you. I'm not sure. We're going to try it again. If you can get as close as you can to the phone and take it off Bluetooth and just talk right into the phone, let's give it another try, Ava. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you have any recommendations for resources to give someone who was raised Christian in a fundamentalist Baptist church, but when they got older, they got mad at the church for not telling them there were other religions.
Okay, I know the question, Ava. From what you've said, I'm sure we can answer it. I'm sorry, it's just breaking up. And sometimes the American phone system doesn't like dealing with the Canadian phone system. And so, but you get the idea. There's a person who was raised a fundamentalist Baptist and lost their faith because of discovering the wider world, so to speak. Carlo, are there resources you could recommend to that person?
Yeah. So if the question is whether or not Jesus actually existed. So if we're starting from ground zero, maybe this person even doubts the very existence of Jesus. Well, then you could actually recommend a resource by an agnostic New Testament scholar, Bart Ehrman, in his book, Gospel Evidence That Jesus Existed. This is a gentleman who is a skeptic to Christianity. He does not believe in Christianity. Yet he acknowledges that the historical evidence that Jesus existed is sufficient enough to conclude reasonably he indeed existed. It's a historical fact, and he wrote a book on it. Now, for further argumentation about the truth of Christianity and who Jesus is as God and the historical reliability of his resurrection, a great resource is Brant Petrie's book, The Case for Jesus, the Biblical and Historical Evidence for Christ. And when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus itself, there are a couple of authors, Ava, that you might want to look into and get some of the resources that they write. One is Gary Habermas, and the other is Mike Lacona. They actually wrote a book on the resurrection of Jesus together. They co-authored it, and it's called The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. That's Gary Habermas and Michael Lacona. And so I would recommend that book that deals with the resurrection itself, and they provide the historical evidence for the circumstantial details surrounding the alleged resurrection of Jesus and give argumentation as to why it's reasonable to conclude that Jesus's resurrection is a historical fact, as the Catechism states in paragraph, I think, 643. And so those would be some good resources to start with for this individual who left the Christian faith and is now just doubting Christianity in and of itself.
Ava, I'm so sorry. We usually have a very good connection with you. Just an unfortunate thing today. Maybe solar. I'm going to call it solar flares. I'm going to blame it on solar flares, even though I don't know anything about that. But thank you for the call, Ava. And I hope that that was helpful to you. And you can certainly listen to it again on the replay if you need to hear those titles again. Carla Broussard is our guest. And it's Ask Me Anything. If you've got a question about God, about basic questions about belief, why we believe in God, why we believe in Jesus, why we believe the Bible is the Word of God, why we believe in the Catholic Church, you are welcome to call with your questions. But we also need folks to call with their support this hour. We got quite a few calls in the last few minutes, people generously taking us up on that offer of being $10 a month or $20 a month givers. And if you would consider doing that as well, we could really use your help this hour because we're having trouble moving the needle as far as using up a $20,000 dollar for dollar match that we have this hour. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. It is a mad, mad, mad world. I've said this before on the air, but I never thought that the sentence in the Bible that we would be defending is the sentence, male and female, he created them. I never thought, but that's what we do now. We in addition to defending the faith, I think we have to defend reason. Don't you think so, Carlo? That's one of the things we have to defend as Catholics, is reason.
Well, yeah, that would be dealing with any sort of skeptic to reason itself, which would raise the question, well, how can you use reason to doubt reason?
Yeah.
But what you're bringing up here, the idea of male and female, we're having to defend the very existence of our human nature and the very reality of male and female. And that is definitely something worth defending, and there is a need to defend it.
And you can help us do that by picking up the phone and calling. We are making a dent now, thanks to people who have called, but we've got 12 lines open right now. Could you come in at the $10, $20, or $45 a month level? You can see all the gifts that we have at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can just ask when you call 888-291-8000 for them to describe the gifts to you. But most importantly, you will be helping to keep us funded for the next 3 months. Keep talking with clarity and charity, which is what we try to do about Jesus, about his church in the public square. And we now do it all over the world because of you. We're able to be heard in places, frankly, we've gotten calls from places we've never heard of. And we still get calls from places we've never heard of. And that is an absolute delight, all of which you make possible. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to make your pledge. I'm going to let Carlo do another question here. But if you've got $1,000 or more that you can give as a one-time gift, it's double matched right now. Let me just remind you of that. 888-291-8000.
And you know, Cy, that goes just real quick. It goes a long ways, brother, because just this past weekend, we had a faith and culture conference and the cooperation between Catholic Answers and the Alcuin Institute here at the diocese. And there were several people at that conference. I'm thinking of two in particular who just came into the church this past Easter Vigil because of Catholic Answers. And in particular, Catholic Answers Live. Thinking of one gentleman who's now at our Holy Family Parish. This other gentleman was from Austin, Texas. And they were expressing to me how they just binge Catholic Answers Live. They can't get enough of the truth and learning the faith. And so, my friends, listening right now, please give us a call. Make your pledge. Make your donation. Because what we do changes lives, and it changes lives for the better. It does work because people are able to encounter the fullness of truth in the Catholic faith and through the means of radio and the privacy of their own home, within their car, not having the threat of feeling judged by their fellow Protestant friends or atheist friends, and they can just encounter our Lord and enter into that inner dialogue with the gospel. And so please give us a call right now to make your pledge or give your financial support. We would greatly appreciate it, because as any apologist will tell you, when we're on the road traveling, so many people come and share their conversion stories because of Catholic Answers. All the way in Ireland, I'm talking to the seminarians in Ireland when I go and study for my dissertation, and they come up and share with me how Catholic Answers has been such a great help for them in their seminary formation.
888-291 is the place to call to make that pledge. Could you make that pledge right now? I'll tell you what, now we're going into a break, a perfect time. We're going to be gone for, I don't know, 120 seconds or so. Perfect time. They can get you done in 90 seconds if you call right now, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. On the other side, I'll give you a quick update about where we are as far as using up the match this hour, and then we'll get Carlo get right back to work with calls. Please pick up that phone and talk to our colleagues right now, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Carlo Broussard is our guest, and it's Ask Me Anything this hour. I'll tell you what, I'll give out that number because there's three lines open right now. So I know there are people who would like to ask Carlo a question. It's been lovely, the variety of questions and places that people are coming from, both Catholic and non-Catholic today, Christian and non-Christian. Interesting questions. You can be among them. We'd be happy to put you on the air. Call in. Go right to the studio here. Talk to Edgar, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, Catholic beliefs, Catholic teachings, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. All right, let me get a little bit honest with you here about where we are. We have $20,000 to raise this hour to reach our match, and we have raised $6,500 in the first half hour. So that means we've got $13,500 to raise in the next 28 minutes or so. We'll be off the air in about 28 minutes. Can we raise $13,500 in that time? It's been done many times before. We have very, very generous donors. You have carried us many times, and so I know you can do it again. But we will need folks to pick up the phone and call, decide that you want to come in on the first day of the pledge drive rather than the last day, because we do get a lot of that. We get a lot of the I don't know. A lot of people have the same habits I have, which is what's the last minute I can do this? Okay, I'll do it 5 minutes after that. So if you're like me, maybe just change it up for this time and do your pledge on the first day of the pledge drive. We've got $13,000, more than $13,000 of pledge money still to use up this hour. Dollar for dollar match for any pledge from $1 to $13,500, and it'll match your monthly pledges. It will match one-time pledges. 888-291-8000. 13 of our colleagues on the phones, ready to take your calls. And when I say our colleagues, it's our colleagues. We just have the building's phones turned on for you, ready to take your calls at that number, 888-291-8000. And they're sitting there waiting for your call. They'd love to hear your story if you want to share it, or they'll get you done in about 90 seconds. If you tell them, hey, I'm in a hurry, I just pulled over, and you want to make your pledge that way, they'll get you done quickly. 888-291-8000. Just one more thing to say before we let Carlo go back to doing what he does best, answering questions about the Catholic faith, and that is this. We have a strange match this hour, and we've never had it before, and we won't have it again this pledge drive. But for the next 30 minutes, anybody who makes a one-time gift of $1,000 or more, and the person backing this backed it with a lot of money. I'll tell you if we used it all up, but we're not close. You want to make a $1,000 gift, a $2,000 gift, a $5,000 gift? I don't know. Could you make a $10,000 gift? Some people can. It's going to be double matched until we've used up the first match. So, but it's a match for any gift, an extra match for the next half hour for any gift, $1,000 or more. 888-291-8000. All right, that's enough talking. We need your help. 13 lines open for you right now. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. Back to the other phones. We go to get Carlo some questions, and we'll go to Carson in Wisconsin. Carson, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, I hope you can hear me okay. I'm outside because I'm not in California, so I have to take advantage of the nice weather when I can.
Oh, very nice. I'm glad you got good weather in Wisconsin today. Very nice.
Yep. My question is, my husband and I got married in the Catholic Church 3 years ago, but my husband has never been baptized in any Christian faith, so okay. Our marriage is valid, but it's not sacramental. If he does go through RCIA and get baptized, does our marriage automatically become sacramental, or is there something else that needs to be done?
Yeah, that's a great question, Carson. It's my understanding that once he becomes baptized, then the marriage automatically becomes sacramental because it's already a valid bond. And then with the baptism, the bond would simply be elevated to the sacramental or supernatural level. It is my understanding that there would be nothing more that would need to be done in order to confirm that the marriage is now a sacrament. You might want to check with your local pastor to confirm that answer and see what he says. But again, it's my understanding that it would automatically be elevated to the supernatural level and thus be a sacrament, and grace would begin to be communicated in that very special way as how grace is communicated within the sacrament of holy matrimony.
All right, Carson.
Yep, thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just so nice to talk with someone with such a nice question out on a sunny day, one assumes, there in Wisconsin. And congratulations. And if your husband needs anything from us, give us a call here or shoot us an email at radio@catholic.com, and we'll get whatever materials we can to you. Because if he's thinking about it, we'd like to help him move closer to the Catholic faith.
Absolutely.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for all the cheese. Let's go to Monty. They give us a lot of cheese, the good people of Wisconsin. Monty's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know where that is, Carlo. You've been there before, right?
Yes, I do.
Listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Monty, go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Hi, brother. It's good to be with you.
You too. Thank you.
So the question I get is, where's the Catholic Church in the Bible? And the answer that I give goes like this. I want to see what Carlo thinks about this answer, or you, Si. I say St. Peter was at Antioch, where the Bible tells us that's where the followers were first called Christians. And I say St. Peter ordained St. Ignatius of Antioch, who succeeded him as Bishop of Antioch. And I say St. Antioch wrote a letter that says where Jesus is, there's the Catholic Church. So the answer to the question is the Catholic Church is an Antioch in the Bible. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, the Catholic Church was originally in Jerusalem, right? So we have the first church being present there, the manifestation of the church on the day of Pentecost. It was the Catholic Church then, because it was the original Christian franchise established by Jesus Christ. Now, whenever you're referencing Ignatius of Antioch, his letter to the Smyrnians in chapter 8, where he says, wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church, he is referring to the universal Church of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say that communion must, it's not lawful to baptize or give communion without consent of the bishop. Now, I don't know that Ignatius of Antioch there is saying that, you know, Peter, because the point here is that we know that Peter died as the Bishop of Rome. And so it's the bishopric of Rome, Monty, that is the visible principle and source of unity for the church. Yes, Peter was the Bishop of Antioch, but that's not where he died. He died as the Bishop of Rome. And what we have from the early Christian testimony and the historical records from the writings of the early Christians is that the early Christians believed that the successor to Peter as the Bishop of Rome was the visible head and source of unity for the whole universal flock of Christ here on earth. They continued that authority that Peter had as the leader of the church. And so to say that the Catholic Church was in Antioch, well, the Catholic Church was existing throughout the world, throughout the regions at the time where the Christians were, because you had the apostles setting up local churches, those local churches being in union with Peter, of course. But the Catholic Church was present not just in Antioch, but the Catholic Church was present wherever the local churches were being set up. Peter was indeed the leader, and he was the Bishop of Antioch. So that was the see, right? But of course, Peter would go to Rome, and we know this from historical testimony. And because he died as the Bishop of Rome, it's his successors in that seat or that bishopric that we have the continuity of the succession of the leadership of the church, and thereby concluding that the Catholic Church today is the original Christian church established by Jesus Christ in and through the succession of the bishopric of Rome.
Monty, thank you. I'm sorry we won't be able to do much back and forth today because we do have a bit of money to raise, but thank you. And I have to say, I like the use of the apostolic fathers, though. I'd say keep going in that direction. Ignatius and Polycarp and Clement, and I know I'm missing somebody, but the apostolic
fathers. I mean, we have, Ignatius of Antioch gives us great evidence for the Eucharist, gives us evidence for the threefold rank of the hierarchy within the church of bishop, presbyter, and deacon. And then you have Clement of Rome, who issues and writes this letter to the church in Corinth in the very authoritative tone to settle disputes among the Christians in Corinth, who actually appealed to Rome to help settle their disputes. So indeed, the early Christian testimony gives us a great amount of evidence for the paradigm of how the early Christians functioned, namely appealing to the Bishop of Rome for decision making and doctrinal declarations.
Monty, again, thank you very much. I hope we'll get to talk again, but we got to let folks know where we are because we are still a long way. I mean, a very long way from using up our match, and we've got about, 18 minutes left on the air with you. And where are we, Darren? We're 36% of the way there. So we've got two-thirds of our, I guess let's call it $12,000, $12,000 of our $20,000 match to use up this hour. We can do it, but we need your help. Can we raise $12,000 in the next 18 minutes? God willing, and you being willing, we can do that. Could you pick up the phone now and call? Our colleagues are ready to take your calls. 13 lines open, two calls on right now. One of the things we haven't mentioned, but we can mention to you, is that I mentioned earlier that we get a lot of bang for the buck. The $225,000 that we want to raise, we will produce hours and hours and hours and hours of media, a great variety of media, some of the best conversations you will hear in media, much better than the conversations you'll hear on far more expensive programs. Carlo's podcast, Joe's podcast, Trent's podcast, all these many things that we are able to do, lots of social media outreach, all of that because you pick up the phone and call. So we do feel like we give you a bang for your buck, but all of it is dependent. And that's the other side of that story, that we can't do it without that. We're not an organization that has lots of money in the bank. We're not an organization that gets money from anywhere else. We don't have dioceses giving us money. We don't have government giving us money or anything. We rely on you. So this really is a partnership. And now we are coming to you in our moment of need. It's a tough first day in many ways, although very rewarding in many ways. Lots of folks have come through for us, but we've got, now it looks like more than 10,000 anyways to use up in the next 17, 18 minutes. Could you pick up the phone and call right now, whatever the amount, because there are plenty of lines open, 888-291-8000. And then I lost my train of thought. What I was going to say to you is all of that is paid for by about 13, 12, 14, depending people per tower. So just think of the hundreds of people, in many cases, the thousands of people that listen on each radio tower that we're on. It's 12 or 13 who are supporting this program. I mean, that's extraordinary. So you're part of a very small and extraordinary group when you pick up and call. You really are. That's not just like, I'm not blowing smoke. It's a small group. It's generally small donors who support us and make it possible for us to keep doing what we're doing. Now, that said, we do need some big donors if we're going to use up the pledge money this hour. If you can do $1,000 or more, it's got a double match on right now. This is the last 20 minutes for that double match, and we won't have it again. I don't know if we'll ever have it again, but I know we don't have the money to do it this pledge drive. We don't have that kind of backing from somebody for the next few hours. So use it up now. If you can make a pledge of $1,000 or more, 12 people, 13 people on the line ready to take your call right now, 888-291-8000. Carlo, it really does take everybody to do this kind of work.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the small donations. That's the poor widow, right? The two small copper coins in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. But there are also those who have been blessed by God financially who are the quote-unquote rich, right? As St. Paul speaks of in 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. And he says, Paul does, inspired by the Holy Spirit, I might add, the rich are to be generous and ready to share, because they have the means to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish, but we need those means. They have the financial capability to help us accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish, namely staying on the air, keeping the lights on, doing the variety of ministries that we do. And when the rich are generous and ready to share, St. Paul says, they store up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. So anybody out there who can give a substantial amount of a financial contribution, we implore you, we urge you, we beg you, please help us out so that we can continue doing the great work that we do here at Catholic Answers.
Please pick up the phone now. 11 folks available to take your call. Our colleagues in the building, everybody who, from the people who work in the finance department to the customer service folks, to the computer folks, do we have other offices? Oh, yeah, publishing. We have them. All of them.
Don't forget about Aglialoro.
Yeah, I don't want to forget Todd. 888-291-8000. Call them up. Make your pledge, have a conversation, or don't have a conversation. They'll get you done real quick if you need to get done quickly. But not seeing those phones ringing right now, can you make them ring? 888-291-8000. I just want to share a couple things with you. Cecilia in Colorado gave a $1,000 one-time donation in gratitude to God for healing a cancer that she's battled for the last year, surgery and 15 rounds of chemo in March. So prayers of gratitude for you, Cecilia, and thank you for sharing that story with us, but also supporting us as your way of offering your gratitude to God. A wonderful donor, Marianne, called today. It's the anniversary of her son's death, and she started up her monthly pledge again. It had fallen away for some reason, and she increased it from $25 to $50. Marianne, I'm so sorry for your loss. And she said Trent Horn was instrumental in her reversion back to the Catholic faith. And the person who took the call assured her of our prayers. And I can assure you that those prayers will be prayed. We will remember that, Marianne. Again, sorry for your loss, but thank you so much for your generous help. It takes all kinds and in all amounts, and we are in need of your help right now. I'll tell you what, I'm going to trust in you and trust in God and let Carlo go back to answering some questions. Could you come in at the $10, $20, or $45 a month level? It's all matched dollar for dollar this hour, 100% matched. Or are you one of those folks who can make one of those large pledges? Help us eat into this large bit that we've got to use up in the next 15 minutes. Could you make a pledge of $1,000 or more? Could you do $2,000 or $3,000? If that's within your means and a reasonable thing for you to do, please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Double matched this hour, any pledge of $1,000 or more right now. 888-291-8000. Off we go to Illinois. Andrew is in Illinois listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Andrew, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Carlo.
Yes, sir. You've got a lot on your shoulder.
You mean putting up with Carlo?
Thank you for... just putting up with a lot of talk, which is great because it's a great time of the year to donate.
Thank you,
Andrew. My wife did that too. She donated early today.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. That's so very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask real quick because I know the time is so limited. Paul is always in his letters and Romans and whatever is always talking about, the law and the grace and somehow. Throughout the, we can talk about the fathers of the church and Aquinas and whatever. But as you move forward in that, it just got a little too confusing for everybody, even for Catholics in that, to explain it to anybody else. Why, saved by grace, by law. There's a lot of, Paul talked. There's a lot of things that Paul has written. It's a little confusing.
Yes.
But we interpret it to Catholics in a different way. And then you hear, on somewhere, a preacher whose intention is good, but somehow he is trained to believe in the law. And so why is it such a confusing subject for, biblically, I guess for us Christians.
Yeah.
When I read it, it is confusing at times.
Amen. Sure. It is. Carlo, why?
Well, first of all, that it is confusing, Andrew, is confirmed by St. Peter himself.
Yeah.
In 2 Peter chapter 3, when in verse 15, he's talking about Paul, our brother Paul, wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. And then in verse 16, he says, speaking of this, as he does in all his letters, there are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction. And as to why, well, it all depends upon what Paul means by why the law cannot justify. Is he talking about simply because the law involves the ceremonial precepts of the Mosaic law, and because of the advent of Christ, those precepts no longer, or that in virtue of which we stand justified in the sight of God? That's a possible and very plausible interpretation, and this is why Paul would juxtapose faith with the law, and saying how faith justifies us, not the works of the law in Romans 3:28. Or you can legitimately read Paul by works of the law not justifying, refer to any work that we perform of our own power apart from grace, and that will not justify you. And we agree 100%, because the only way that in virtue of which we can be justified by in the sight of God is by his grace that's given to us to be able to do any sort of charitable deed that would merit for our eternal salvation. And so it all depends upon how we're going to interpret. And the reason why it's difficult, Andrew, is because Paul says things that can lend to both interpretations, lend to the interpretation of works of the law, referring specifically to the ceremonial precepts, which are abrogated with the advent of Christ. He says things that would make a very plausible case for interpreting works of law by just works without grace. Now, both things are true. But as to precisely what Paul means in the specific text when he's talking about it, there is some ambiguity and difficulty as to what he means because of the variety of things that he's saying. And so a great resource, Andrew, that can be of help to you is a scholar by the name of Matthew J. Thomas. He's a scripture scholar for the Dominican School of Theology and Philosophy. He has a book entitled Paul's Works of the Law in the Perspective of Second Century Reception. And if you Google Matthew J. Thomas and watch some of his videos where he's given interviews on justification and Paul's view of the works of the law, I'm sure it would be of great help to you because he's a convert to Catholicism, but he's done some very good work and research on how we are to understand Paul in his letter to the Romans concerning works of the law and articulating the various different interpretations and given reasons for the strength of one over the others. So that might be of help to you, Andrew.
Andrew, thank you. I'm going to let folks know again where we are as far as fundraising goes. There are 11 lines open right now. Can you help us stay fully funded or get fully funded for the next 3 months? We've been doing this almost 27 years, and time and time again, you have come through for us. There are 12 lines open. There is a dollar-for-dollar match. Any pledge matched dollar-for-dollar right now. So you want to make a one-time pledge of $20, it becomes $40. You want to make a monthly pledge of $20, it becomes $480. It gets doubled. Any amount, any way you want to give, we have a large amount of pledge money to use up this hour. Please help us to use it up by calling 888-291-8000. All we're trying to do here is explain and defend the Catholic faith, to help people come to the faith, to help people return to the faith, and to help people be fortified in the faith in a time that is constantly attacking the morals that we have received from Christ himself, the religious life that we have received from Christ himself, the faith that has been communicated to us down through the centuries, all of it under attack constantly in ways subtle, some very subtle ways, by the temptations that are on television or even out on the street, or some in much more direct ways, people challenging openly the things that God has called us to do and believe and hope in, all of that being challenged constantly. All we're trying to do is, we can't be everywhere on the dial, but we got to be on the dial. And if we're on the dial, somebody will find us. And we had time and time again, people in desperate straits have told us, you know what, I was just close to chucking it all, giving it all up, renouncing the faith. Or I was already lost and confused, and I heard somebody on the radio talking about Jesus or talking about the sacraments or explaining an objection that I had had 20 years ago, and now I was able to overcome that objection and return to the faith. We need your help right now. We've got, I don't know, about $10,000 to use up in the next 5 minutes. I mean, that's an outrageous amount of money, but I have seen miracles. I'm telling you, I have seen miracles. And maybe God's got one in store for us now. Maybe not. It's up to that. We trust in him, and we ask you for your help. And if you can come in at $1,000 or more, we also have an extra match right now, $1,000, maybe $2,000. It's going to be double matched right now for the next 5 minutes, and then that's over. That's gone. So could you make a $1,000 pledge? Could you make a $2,000 pledge right now? Maybe even more than that. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We've got lots more good stuff to do. The good news ain't going to share itself, and we need you to partner with us. Such a beautiful word, partner with us. Be our partner in this work. We need them, don't we, Carla?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of one individual here in the Tulsa area. He's a Protestant pastor who is ready to come into the church, and he's got a few little obstacles he has to overcome concerning practical issues, but he is totally there, ready to come in. And you know why, Cy? Because of Catholic Answers Live.
Wow.
And Catholic Answers Ministry. And what he told me was, when he got a hold of Catholic Answers Live, started listening to the broadcast, he was floored at the theological depth and richness of our answers compared to Protestant radio stations. And he started studying, and now he's ready to come into the
church.
So pray for him, lift him up in prayer. And so that's why people need to call in and pledge.
I don't know how where we're at now, but it's close to $10,000. I'm sure we're under $10,000 now, but could you pick up the phone and call or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com anytime, 24 hours a day, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can make your pledge. But our colleagues, just five lines open now. That's great. We're getting close to having them filled up. Please do fill them up. 888-291-8000. Thank you, Carlo.
Thank you, Si. God bless, buddy.
We'll do this again tomorrow. Pick up that phone and call. 888-291-8000. Double matched. Any pledge, $1,000 or more. 888-291-8000.